It's a phony baloney.
Phony baloney.
Big, big phony.
That is what we're calling Alex's most recent date. It was a first double date.
First date, double date.
First date, double date.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
Now, you're going to tell us the juicy part, but just recap in like 30 seconds exactly what happened on this first date, double date.
Not interested as soon as I met him. He was super awkward, mousy, introverted, not my type at all. He looked different than his photos online. Basically, he just looked hotter online. He looked like the same person. It just, not as hot. He didn't have all the filters, you know what I mean?
Awkward games where you were laying on the floor, then you were in an awkward position watching a TV show where you had to like pretty much straddle each other in the love seat.
Oh, I forgot to tell you one thing too while we were watching the show. Tim Allen or somebody on that show said something referencing sex, and his face is like in my ear watching the show, and he says something like, so they said something about sex, and then he goes, that's interesting. And I was like, please leave me alone.
So, are you sure it wasn't interesting though? It might have been like a fun fact.
It was so gross. So after the date, I made it very clear. He kept trying to text me and stuff, and I thought I made it very clear that I was uninterested, and he would not leave me alone.
Okay.
This guy kept asking me weird questions, what I was doing, sending me things, texting me things, and I would just reply one-word answers. Yeah, cool, sure, you know, yes, no.
Kind of blowing him off, it sounds like.
To me, I feel like anyone who has a brain can tell that that person is not interested in you after a first date if they're responding like that,
mm-hmm.
or not even writing back half the time. Well, I actually tweeted out some of our conversation, if you go back on my Twitter, of him texting me, and he was the guy that like wouldn't leave me alone. And he said, well, what are you looking for in a relationship? And I said, somebody that can take a no for an answer or something like that, or take a hint.
Yeah. And you were obviously giving him a hint at that time.
Well, so he just wouldn't leave me alone, and then I found out on social media he had been posting videos, and he started posting these videos of him doing an accent, and I was like, this guy doesn't have an accent. I just spent an entire night with him. Like, he was saying things like, good morning team, how's everybody doing this morning? Like Australian almost or something. I was like, what? So this guy was doing a fake freaking accent, trying to pull one over on people, like looking sexier than he actually is on social media. He has this whole social media presence that's not really him. And one of his followers even commented, they were like, accent ? And he wrote back and he said, New Zealand. I was like, what? You are not from New Zealand. This guy is from Fort Wayne, Indiana. So
very similar accents, by the way, if you've ever been there.
So yesterday he posted a photo of him. Supposedly him, of some guy with more built like a huge bodybuilder, like The Rock, like doing like home improvement stuff, like sawing things and stuff, but you can't see his face. The face is looking down. And I was like, that is not even him. He is posting photos of somebody else trying to be him. And somebody commented and said, wow, you're looking really good lately. And he wrote back and said, yeah, I've been running a lot in the mornings, shrug emoji. And I was like, if you're running a lot in the mornings, your arms don't look like tree trunks. So clearly he's got a weird fake facade going on. And so I know somebody that lives in Fort Wayne. So I texted him and I was like, do you know this person? What is their deal? And he was like, well, what do you think? First, and I told him, I think he's fake. I think he pretends to be someone he's not on social media and all this, and he's weird AF. And the guy wrote back and he said, everything you said is true because I know him personally, and I had to stop following on social media because he is so fake. And I was like, Mr. Phony Baloney right there.
How do you find these people?
I don't know.
How do you find these people?
They find me.
Wait, is this okay? Producer MYK just gave me an audio clip. I guess this is him singing about this whole thing or something. All right, let's hear it.
I ain't no phony. Got to give me that baloney.
Where did you find this? What even is that?
He tagged the Joe and Alex show on there. I guess is he a musician?
He is actually, yes.
Well, that actually sounds pretty impressive right there.
In real life or social media?
I guess both.
Did you not hear it?
I ain't no phony.
Phony baloney.
Got to give me baloney. Got to give me that baloney.
So that is your answer if you've been wondering whatever happened to my first date, double date. Because I did see a lot of comments on social media asking me, how was that date? You never told us about it. So.
Have you thought about giving up on men?
I have, actually. No, I watched actually a really interesting sermon, like an inspirational sermon yesterday about being content in your singleness. And so now I'm feeling more like okay with my singleness today. That's a story for another time that we could talk about. We could talk about it later this week if you really wanted to, but I've realized a lot of things about being single in my 20s.
Yeah, I actually would like to talk about that at a later time. That's very interesting. All right, well, Alex, thank you for telling us about a phony baloney man.
I ain't no phony. baloney, baloney.